Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
At what age should you be able to distinguish between left and right without thinking?
Never. I mean, by the time you're in doubles,
Maitland,
10s and 11s.
Maitland just had a cold shudder and said, never. I thought about saying, everybody hold up your left hand. I wanted to see who would make an L when they raised their hand. And it was Maitland. Did you do that on purpose?
No, just without thinking. I was like, yeah, L, here you go. L for love.
Is that what the L's for
that
in that
can
case?
Be a tough one.
I think about that question a lot because a lot of times I'll ask my boys, or I'll say, hey, turn left. And some of them, and it's not necessarily by age, it's all of the ones that get it, it's like, yeah, left. And the other ones are like, respectfully, Maitland just now looking at their fingers. And I don't really understand when it just becomes ingrained. Maybe it doesn't for everyone.
No.
Tommy, is it ingrained for you left and right, or do you have to think about it?
That's ingrained in me.
Okay.
Big smarty pants over here.
Sorry, I'm not doing this to make you feel bad. I'm sure it's not ingrained for Hot Wings and Kelly and Steve. So it's just
no,
me and Tommy.
No, not at all. No.
Do you, Hot Wings, do you think Maitland should try to get it ingrained? And if so, what is the technique you would encourage her to use?
Oh, well, that's easy. Yes. And self-immolation. You have to hurt.
Is everything going to be about burning yourself today?
Yes. Yeah.
So either learn left or right or go burn yourself in front of a hotel?
Yeah, you got to stand in front of a hot stove.
Okay.
And then if you don't think of it right away, you have to touch it. That'll teach you. That'll teach you good.
My left hand's the one with no fingerprints left.
Yeah, that's how you
know. My bank robbing hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could get it tattooed on the backs of your hands, an L and an R. And
so what age? Oh.
I still say in the doubles, once you turn 10 or 11, you should know that.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere in your single digits.
I would say, let's see, my daughter's almost 5. She doesn't have it down yet.
No, I wouldn't expect her to.
By your 30s. I still have 3 years.
A little bit of time.
7, 8.
Do you think by your 30s, it'll be ingrained?
Yeah.
You do? I mean, you do?
Yeah, because I'm going to try that technique Hot Wings set.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to come in tomorrow with your hands both wrapped up. Kept getting it wrong! And then they were so burned, I couldn't turn the stove off.
On the bright side, you'll get away with so many crimes.
Right.
At what age should someone be before they can resist eating cookie dough when making cookies?
Oh, dead.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, why?
I mean, you could do it now.
Who would work towards that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're eating the whole bowl and never actually get to the cookie making part, maybe you've got a problem, but.
I got to the age
where. You gotta be able to lick the spoon.
It made my stomach hurt. Now, like when I eat it and it's not as enjoyable and I don't love it anymore like I used to, but man, until it starts to hurt, keep doing it.
Kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
We had such a food hangover yesterday after eating very carefully for a bunch of days. And then on Friday, eating all of the French fries in Chicagoland and then lots of other things. And then Saturday, literally a food hangover yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like we were walking around like we had been at urgent care, Steve.
Yeah.
But there was no need for urgent care. All right. At what age should you be able to do a cartwheel without injuring yourself?
All right, stop it. I can't do a cartwheel right now.
I mean, yeah. I've never been able to do a cartwheel.
Okay, that's what I have literally never been able to. But Kelly and Maitland, you must have, because all women can do cartwheels when they're teen girls.
Mm-hmm. Not a chance.
That's how we start our periods.
Yeah.
Is that right? You spin it out?
Or you go quick enough and it just whips it?
Yeah.
It's like centrifugal force.
Like splatter art.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I never got my period. Oh, I can never figure out how to get my vagina upside down like that.
So no one can do a cartwheel? Steve, not even you?
No.
Not like when you went to juggling school or whatever you did to learn that?
I never, no. No, they did not teach me how to do cartwheels at juggling school.
Tommy, can you do a cartwheel?
Oh, no, it's embarrassing to look at. I can barely even do a somersault.
Do you think anyone that's in this building right now can do a cartwheel?
Andy, probably.
I bet
yeah,
Andy.
Honestly, oh, the 82-year-old is the only one I'm giving any odds to.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ask him.
What if you did, and he was like, hell yeah, you little bitch.
What
First
if he
all,
did
that?
That
would be
like,
very
what if he came out in the hallway and just ran down and did like
a bunch of backhand springs?
A whole routine.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking too. He just goes for it.
And then said something like, oh, haven't done that in 60 years.
Right.
Oh, that really stretched out my duodenum.
Last time I did that, people still said the N-word on TV.
God. It was part of social commentary, though, so it was okay.
Let's see. At what age should you be able to lose at Monopoly without flipping the board and being mad at everyone?
I mean, you should be able to do that at like 6 or 7.
It depends on who you play with, though, because if you're playing with some real buttholes, it's totally fine to butthole them back.
Mm. I'm going to say 8 or 9, because if you're 6 and 7, you're probably not interested in Monopoly at all.
Oh, no. Well, at least at our house, you want to play, but then you refuse to acknowledge any of the rules, and then you get so mad when it doesn't go your way, or you quit paying attention and you get your turn skipped. Yeah. At what age should you be able to keep a secret without accidentally spilling it?
Oh, come on. I can't. No.
You can't keep a secret now?
Not if it's a real good one and I'm around my best friends. No.
What if somebody,
not.
What if Hot Wings shared something with you and said, this is like a deep, deep thing that I'm embarrassed of and I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, how quickly
don't even
would you tell
your
us?
Friends from South Carolina. You'd still tell your friends from South Carolina?
Not immediately, no.
Like how long? Mm-hmm. A couple days?
Well, it depends on when I see him next, to be totally honest with you.
So
face
if he had told you something Thursday before you went,
it
you would have already told them?
It depends on what
them?
That something is. If it's tragic and like he's dying, no, I'm probably not going to tell him that. If it's juicy and he tried like a new position or something and was like, I can't tell anybody else's story, I'd tell my friends for sure.
Just see,
like,
what
you go home and tell your wife everything for sure. And I just expect when I come in here and I'm like, hey, I got this terrible secret I got to tell y'all that you're just definitely going to tell your number one.
I will usually say I can still tell my wife, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
that's the thing. I mean, some people can be trusted with every secret, and some people can't. You're born with it or you're not. It's a little bit like being a sore loser, too. You kind of are born that way or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can work through it. You can get there, but most people are one or the other.
Yeah, no, I'm always going to tell my closest person that secret. There's always that one person. And they're the person that can keep secrets, too. That's what I like is I'm the one that, like, I can keep a secret for you. You know, I'm not going to ruin your surprise party or your baby shower type of thing. But if you tell me something spicy that's going on in your life and my number one is there, I'm going to say that. I'm gonna, you know I'm going to tell my number one.
So
you know.
you're like a pitcher of water they bring to the table. You didn't, it's not your water. The water was placed in you with some confidence knowing it would come out before it's placed in its final destination. Yeah. The glasses, which are your friends.
Yeah.
To then drink it down and never see it again.
Exactly. I trust my friends. You can trust my friends. It'll be fine.
Yeah. See, but I don't. See, and that's why there have been over time certain things I wouldn't tell certain people because I would go, well, I trust that person, but they'll tell that person and that person I don't trust.
Yeah.
There's a reason I ain't telling that person and I don't want it to get to them.
Steve, what is the new position Hot Wings would try that would be so flamboyant and outlandish for his life that he would then tell Kelly, don't tell anyone, but I did the Flying Nun or whatever?
it would most likely be something called the Flying Nun.
I don't know what that is, but I'm interested.
But you're on board?
I think it was a sitcom or something. I don't know.
I mean, it was, but I'm sure it's also a sexual position.
It's got to be.
I'll look into it. I'll let you know. I'll report back.
Thank you.
You got
it. Well, I'm very interested in this. Maitland, what was the last age you accidentally called a teacher mom or dad? College?
No.
Yeah, but it was daddy.
My middle school.
All right.
Yeah.
Like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Like that age. Hot Wings?
I don't know that I ever did that.
I remember calling Mrs. Shoemaker mom one day when she was changing out of her winter snowshoes into her heels for first grade. she was like, "Mom," and I'm like, "Oh, that's dirty."
Yeah, I don't know if I ever did it either.
Yeah, I mean,
you say that too in that voice.
Ooh, probably
that's dirty.
A weird kid. Steve, do you ever call your? I mean, your mom and dad were teachers. That had to be extra.
Did
confusing.
You call them by their first name?
Hey, Hobie. I mean, no.
Maitland, of the other five people that are here, Tommy, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve, and me, which people do you think would look like when they're dancing at a wedding, they are fighting bees no one else can see?
I think Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty accurate.
I think you'd be, because you probably would just be out there just like, I love to dance.
Yeah.
But you'd be feeling it too much to let any sort of like actual dance move come out. So it'd just be like, yeah, let's go.
I love dancing at weddings.
You do?
I absolutely love it. I don't know. I'm terrible, but boy, do I love it.
Kelly, do you think you could keep a Tamagotchi alive for more than a week?
This has been proven. No.
Well,
you cannot.
But it wasn't a bet.
As a child, yes, but as an adult, when I was like, man, Tamagotchi would be so cool to have again, I have one again. A listener sent me one, and it beeped a lot. That thing is super hungry often, and I just ended up taking the battery out.
You euthanized it.
Yeah, I did. I put that thing to sleep real quick.
Killed it. You Kevorkian'd it.
That's not euthanizing. That's murder.
No, I can put the battery back in anytime I want.
Oh, it's a God complex.
Yeah.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's what it is.
Tommy, do you think everyone in this room can watch a horror movie without covering their eyes at any single point of the movie?
Everybody in there?
Yeah.
No.
Who couldn't?
I feel like Maitland. Do you do horror movies?
Yeah.
You do?
But
you
I do. I do cover my eyes, yeah. But I do that like... I cover them, but then I also keep checking back when it's okay.
I think that still counts as covering your eyes.
Yeah.
Because that's what most do, right?
Yeah.
You do that, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. I hate scary movies.
I just don't watch them, so I'm sure I would be an eye closer. I'm definitely, like, if it gets to be a tense scene and we're watching, like, a thriller, I'll find myself reaching for the controller to turn it down so it's not so intense.
You don't get a jump scare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this will cool my hot feelings right now.
Yeah, I like a good thriller, but I don't like slash movies. I don't like stabbings and slicings and stuff. I turn away at that.
You don't want,
I don't
nobody
like
wants
it.
To watch their work, do they?
I don't know. I don't. I don't like it. Yeah.
This is a really dumb one. It says, at what age should someone be able to correctly guess the number of jelly beans in a jar? There is no age for that. That's a dumb thing.
It's so hard.
It's not a
And the prize is never worth it.
No, that's not a skill. That's stupid.
You know what the prize is normally? Jar of jelly beans.
Yeah, here's this jar that everybody's touched. Or awesome, you get to egg your teacher.
Was that on the radar for you?
There were certain stuff like that where you got to like dunk your teacher if you got the number exactly on. And nobody ever got it. So you never got to do it.
Not even the person that was the closest?
No, it was always you had to be spot on. I think the person who was closest got like the jar if you didn't get somebody who was spot on.
What a cop out.
But you had to like dunk the principal or egg the teacher. You had to get the exact number.
Boo. I mean, I don't blame them. They have no skin in the game. The kids don't.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.